Welcome to the Affluent Buyer Script, your guide to engaging affluent buyers for your luxury outdoor home product and service business. Here's your host, Katie Doss.
Welcome back to the Affluent Buyer Script podcast, your go-to source for insights on attracting buyers for your outdoor product or service business. I'm your host, Katie Doss of Script Marketing, and every week I bring you insights into reaching your ideal buyer. Today, we're diving into a topic that can make or break your business, gang, and that's your website. Now, here's the thing. Your website is either your 24/7 hardest working salesperson, or it's silently turning off affluent buyers because it looks like your nephew built it in 2014. And the truth is, a lot of websites fall into that second category. So why does this matter? Well, affluent buyers are doing their homework before they ever pick up the phone to call you. They're Googling, they're scrolling, and they're forming snap judgments in about 50 milliseconds. That's less time than it takes to decide whether to hit skip intro on Netflix. So if your site feels dated, confusing, or just kind of cheap, they're gone. And worse, they're probably clicking over to your competitor who looks like they have it together. But don't worry. Today's episode is all about making sure your website gives the right impression. So whether you're about to embark on an entirely new website build, or you're just ready to kind of spruce up what you got, give it a little nip-tuck, I'm going to cover 20 do's and don'ts that will help you create a site that not only looks great, but also attracts, impresses, and converts the affluent homeowners you actually want to work with. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what to avoid, what to prioritize, and how to make your website one of the best sales tools in your business. And don't worry if you're in your car or whatever and you can't write anything down. We've got a free website audit checklist you can grab at scriptmarketingco.com/resources in case you're just not able to use your hands right now. We never want to encourage note-taking and driving, so go to the website when you get where you're going and check it out there. Before we jump into the list, let's talk big picture for just a second, because here's the mistake a lot of business owners make. They think a website is just a digital brochure. You know, it's just like a place to list some services, toss in a few pretty pictures, maybe throw your phone number at the bottom, and you just never have to think about it again. I don't know if you remember those Ron Popeil infomercials back in like the early 90s, the set it and forget it, like the roasted chicken thing. This is not set it and forget it. Your website is your 24/7 salesperson. And unlike your actual sales team, which we all know may be you in a lot of the case, it never needs a lunch break. It doesn't call in sick, doesn't get tired answering the same question 14 times in a row. Your website is one of the earliest impressions a buyer will get of your brand. And as we all know, those first impressions matter. So here's what affluent buyers are really looking for when they land on your site. They want confidence, clarity, and credibility. They want to know immediately that you are the right fit for them, that you understand their lifestyle, and that you can deliver on this promise of luxury. If your site feels outdated, confusing, or low-end, you've already lost them. Remember, they're not just buying some landscaping or a pool, they're buying trust. They're buying the assurance that you'll do the project right and that you are worth the investment. So as we go through these do's and don'ts, I want you to keep this in mind. This isn't about me nitpicking fonts and button colors and that kind of thing. This is about creating a digital experience that matches the high-end luxury product or service you are selling. Because if your site doesn't look and feel like a luxury brand, you are never going to convince an affluent buyer that your services are worth their time or their checkbook. So let's dig into it. Here are our 20 do's and don'ts for your website. And remember, we've got this list available to you at scriptmarketingco.com/resources. Number one, do invest in professional photography. If you take nothing else away from today, hear this. Your website should not look like it was photographed by amateurs. Affluent buyers expect luxury, and that starts with the visuals. I have said this over and over and over again on this podcast. Professional photography doesn't just showcase your work, it elevates your entire brand. I mean, think about it. $1 million backyard looks like a $20,000 backyard if the photos are bad. And when buyers are spending big money, whatever big money means to them, they need to see that it's worth it. So yes, invest in professional photography. It's not a cost. It's part of your sales strategy. Number two, don't rely on AI to build your website without any oversight. Look, I love AI. You guys know it. I talk about it all the time. It is a fantastic tool for brainstorming ideas, drafting copy, even helping you organize your website. But should you let AI build your entire website and walk away? Absolutely not. Affluent buyers can smell a cookie-cutter, robot-generated website a mile away. And if your site looks generic, which it will if you are totally relying on AI to build it, these buyers are going to assume that your business is generic too. Use AI as an assistant, not your creative director, when it comes to developing your website. Just like you wouldn't let a robot choose your pool tiles, don't let it run your brand either. Number three, do optimize for mobile. Here's a stat that should make you sit up. About 70% of people will look at your site from their phone first. So if your site is not mobile friendly, meaning that it looks right on your phone, you are basically hanging a closed sign on your digital storefront. Buttons should be easy to click, text should be legible, and the photos should load beautifully and quickly. Affluent buyers are not going to pinch and zoom their way around your site like it's 2010, so you have to make it seamless and easy. Number four, don't cram everything on your homepage. Your homepage is not a junk drawer. Affluent buyers don't want to scroll through your entire company history, every product spec, and six different photo galleries before they find your phone number and email address. So think of your homepage like the foyer of a luxury home. It's the introduction, not the entire house tour. So invite them in, give them a taste, and then guide them deeper into the site with clear pathways for whatever it is they're looking for. Our number five on our website audit, do set up Google Search Console and Google Analytics. This is like installing a speedometer on your car. You're not going to drive around without knowing how fast you're going. Well, the same with your website. So these are free tools, and we've done some episodes about both of these in the past. They're free tools that let you track how people are finding you, what pages they're visiting, and where they are dropping off your website. Your buyers may not say, oh, hey, I left your site because it loaded too slowly, but the data will show you that. So both of these tools help you make smart, data-driven decisions about your website to help new guests stay on it even longer and hopefully convert. Number six, don't make your text too small or faint. And you guys, I cannot tell you how often I see this. Luxury does not mean unreadable. I cannot tell you how many sites I see with really elegant but illegible fonts in gray on a white background or super small fonts. Look, your affluent buyers, especially those over 40, don't want to squint to understand what you do. If they can't easily read the copy, they're going to assume that working with you is also going to be difficult. So clear beats dainty every single time. And look, especially for those of you in the design build world, you designers, you landscape architects out there, I know, I love beautiful typography. It doesn't belong on your website. You can have clear typography that's still legible. Number seven, do research and include keywords in your copy. Yes, even affluent buyers are Googling things like high-end pool design near me or outdoor lighting. So if your site doesn't use the keywords that apply to your business, you may as well be invisible. Now, I don't mean artificially stuffing your homepage with like awkward phrases and things like that, which is a big Google no-no. I mean sprinkling the right keywords in naturally into your copy so that Google knows you're relevant and your buyers know that they have found the right place. Number eight, don't bury your contact information. Another one, I see it all the time. You'd be shocked. Affluent buyers expect accessibility and ease. And if they have to hunt around for how to reach you, they are not going to bother. So you have to make your phone number, your email address, and even maybe a calendar link visible in multiple spots on your site. So think about it. When someone's ready to reach out, you want zero friction between their decision and that first hello. You cannot bury that email address just on the contact page. Put it all over the place. Make it easy. Buttons, links, everything. Number 9, do build your site with speed in mind. We talked about this in a recent newsletter. If your site takes forever to load, you are losing money, period. Every extra second, every extra millisecond a page takes to load increases the likelihood that someone will bolt. Affluent buyers, really all buyers, don't sit around watching that spinning wheel of death. They click back and they move on to the next option. So you want to keep your photos high quality, but compressed. And don't overload your site with unnecessary plugins, that kind of thing. It is so important. It is paramount for your site to be fast. Slow feels sloppy. Number 10, don't rely only on a contact form. Look, forms are great. We love forms. But a form should not be the only way someone can connect with you from your website. They break from time to time. And I will tell you, we had someone who messaged us from a form on our site, me, the one who's trying to teach you guys how to do this, and something disconnected and I never got it. Luckily, they called about a week later and they were like, I sent you a message through your website. Well, we went in the back end and found it and I was mortified and thank goodness they called. Some people prefer to call. Some people want to email and others want to schedule time on your calendar directly. Give them options. But make sure that you're not just relying on that contact form, if for no other reason than they break from time to time. When people have options for how to get in touch with you, it communicates that you are flexible and client-centered. Number 11, we're halfway through. Number 11, do include testimonials or reviews. If you've listened to this podcast for any time at all, you know I talk about this all the time. Affluent buyers may love exclusivity, but they still want reassurance that they are making a smart choice. So a strong testimonial from another client who's kind of in their same shoes is gold. Think of reviews as digital word of mouth. They build instant credibility and they make you feel like a safer bet. And if you're not sure about the best way to get great testimonials for your business, have a listen at that testimonials episode. It's great and we've got a whole rundown for how to get them. You're also going to want to sprinkle those testimonials throughout your site. They should not just live on a testimonials page. They need to be everywhere. Your homepage, your about page, your contact page, everywhere. Number 12, don't autoplay video with sound. This is a universal rule and a personal pet peeve of mine. And actually, there is a very high-end restaurant in my area that does this. It drives me crazy. Nobody likes clicking onto a website only to be blasted by a soundtrack that they didn't ask for. So autoplay video is a big no-no. It feels pushy and dated. And I'm saying this like you know what I'm talking about. It's when the video just starts playing the second you land on the site, the sound on and everything. If you use video on your website, which you should, you need to let people choose to play it and you need to keep it polished. But please don't make it play automatically. Pet peeve of mine. Number 13, do write with voice and personality. Especially if you are a boutique brand, your website copy should sound like you. Affluent buyers are investing not only in your service, but in your expertise. So injecting your personality makes your site memorable. If you're warm and approachable and confident, sound like that. If you're a little sarcastic or tongue-in-cheek, sound like that. You shouldn't be stiff and corporate and robotic. And a lot of times that happens when people are overusing AI to get started on the copy on their website. So you can always use AI to get started, but make sure that the edits you're making sound like you. Number 14, Don't use stock photos that scream stock photo. Look, sometimes you just have to use stock photos here and there until you have some real images, especially if you're new in the game, you've started your own business, you're trying to build your portfolio. I get it. In the landscaping industry, we see this a lot for irrigation. In fact, there is one photo. If you do a Google search for irrigation, I bet a third of the sites I see use this photo for irrigation because nobody has really good photos of irrigation. But nothing kills credibility faster than really generic images of like smiling families in perfect backyards that, you know, that clearly aren't yours. Your buyers want authenticity. So if you have to use stock photos, choose them wisely. The ones without people in them tend to do best, but be very, very careful. And as soon as you are able to replace that stock image with something that's real, do it. That needs to be high on your list of priorities. Number 15 on our website audit, do use clear calls to action. Don't assume your visitors know the next step that you want them to take. Do you want them to call? Do you want them to fill out a form? Do you want them to download a guide? Whatever it is, spell it out with buttons and clear copy. A confused buyer is not going to take action. But when you make the path obvious, you not only guide them through what you want them to do, but you make their decision feel effortless. The less that somebody has to think about what to do on your website, the better. Number 16, don't ignore accessibility. Accessibility is not just the right thing to do, it's good business. So at its core, accessibility means making your site usable for everyone, including people with disabilities. So if someone has vision problems, you want alt text on your images, you want high contrast fonts, you want logical navigation that makes your site easier to use across the board. A lot goes into accessibility. I think we're going to do a full episode on accessibility down the road because it's fairly technical, but if you've got a webmaster, make sure that your site is accessible. Number 17, do build on a platform you can manage. Look, WordPress, Squarespace, even Wix, pick a website platform that works for you. Yes, some are better than others. Yes, some are more flexible than others. But the key is being able to make changes when you need to. A gorgeous site that you can't update is just as bad as an outdated site. So make sure that you or your team can handle edits without calling in a third-party developer every time you want to swap a photo. Number 18, don't launch with typos or broken links. Nothing says unprofessional like sloppy copy or links that go nowhere. Affluent buyers are detail-oriented, and if they spot mistakes on your website, they are going to wonder what mistakes you're going to make on their project. Guys, believe it or not, we see this a ton. It generally happens when someone is like too anxious to get their website launched and they're like, okay, just launch it and we'll go in and fix those links tomorrow, and it never happens. That scenario happens all the time. Do not launch your website until it is perfect. If you need to wait on some pages, fine, but don't launch them. Wait until those pages are built out and then launch. Number 19, do include a Why Us or Our Story page. Affluent buyers don't just buy the product or service, they buy you. They want to know your story, your values, and what makes you different. Now, that's not the only thing they want to know, but when they are down that funnel, when they're getting into the conversion phase, they want you to share your background. They want to know your company's origin, your design philosophy. You want to build an emotional connection. And that is often the deciding factor between you and a competitor. So make sure that you're including the Our Story information. And finally, number 20, don't forget to connect your forms to a CRM or an email platform. So look, you've done the work. You've done your marketing. Your website's in good shape. You've gotten the lead. That's only half the battle. Make sure that lead, that email address is captured and followed up on. That is the other half. If your forms aren't connected to your CRM or your email marketing system or Aspire, whatever it is you use, you risk losing leads in the black hole of your inbox. And when a high-end client reaches out, they expect a fast professional response. So missing that window could very well mean losing the project entirely. Woo! Okay, we got through 20. Here is your big takeaway today. Your website is not just a box you check on a marketing list. It's an early and very important impression that you are making with your potential buyer. If you do it right, it becomes a sales tool that works for you 24/7. If you do it wrong, it can quietly push the right people away. Don't forget, we've put together our website audit checklist that you can grab at scriptmarketingcode.com/resources. It includes everything I've talked about today. Use it to just run through your own site, do a check, and see where you're knocking it out of the park and where you may be losing clients before they ever pick up the phone. That's a wrap for today. I'm your host, Katie Doss of Script Marketing, where we help luxury outdoor product and service businesses connect with and sell to affluent homeowners. If you've got questions or ideas for a future show, we always want to hear those. Email info@scriptmarketingcode.com. We'll see you next week for more actionable marketing tips from the Affluent Buyer Script Podcast.
You've been listening to Script Marketing's Affluent Buyer Script Podcast, your go-to source for engaging affluent buyers in the luxury outdoor home product and service industry. For more information, visit scriptpodcast.com.